Radio Network.
International television and radio host Max Keiser is our guest for another 15 minutes. We're now going directly to your phone calls, and I'm going to news blitz. And then we've got the guys from my team who were up in Chicago for military urban warfare drills, witness foreign troops training to take over American cities. We have the video. It will premiere here coming up in about 35 minutes. Dan in Canada, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Max, do you think the Castro brothers down in Cuba would renew the proposal to move Guantanamo Bay if the oil was to hit their shores? And thanks.
Huh. So, in other words, the Gulf oil, if it hits Cuba, is it going to set up a conflict? And whether or not they would renew the lease on Guantanamo Bay, is that the question? Is that a...
Yes.
That's the question.
Yeah. Well, I don't think that's really the determining factor in renewing it. Why do they keep it? Why do they have it there now? Why don't they throw the U.S. out right now? They don't need the Gulf to throw out the U.S.
Well, Eisenhower called Fidel the Abraham Lincoln of the Caribbean. It's all staged.
Why don't they throw him out right now?
Because it's all staged.
No, okay, but I mean, obviously they're under a tremendous threat. It's interesting because the ecology around Cuba is pristine. Just because there, so those.
Yeah, I've seen video of the scuba diving there, and let me tell you, my tongue is hanging out.
The Gulf of Mexico is becoming like the Niger Delta.
For those that don't know what the Niger Delta is, why don't you tell them? Tell folks what the Niger Delta is.
No, I'm saying off the coast of Niger, it's a huge ecological disaster. You've got shell oil there. You've got flaming oil, rigs out in the open. It's become a cesspool of oil because it's just they've gone in there and they've destroyed the ecology. The people are under incredible cancerous threat. And this is what we're going to find in the Gulf of Mexico.
But they had to go dump the oil or Saddam would have gotten the yellow cake.
They're not going to clean it up in the Gulf. They're never going to clean it up. It's just going to become a festering, oozing Gulf of Niger-like ecological calamity that they're never going to clean
up. And you better believe they're going to take the cleanup money and give it to their cronies like Halliburton, who will spend $15 million on a blue tarp.
Well, now that they've got some American-speaking representative for BP down there, the problem will seem a lot worse because they'll be able to speak an American accent and say, we're taking care of the problem, and there's nothing. We're going to get it up. Instead of that British accent that everyone couldn't stand, now they'll get some good old boy.
Well, it wasn't even a British accent. I know the guy is British. I couldn't even. It's like, and we will deal with that. I'm out of the yachting right now, and yes, I believe it. The little people down there. Boy, folks didn't like being called little people, did they, Max?
Well, it's... tells you the mentality that we're dealing with there. It's that they have the concept of entitlement that they own everything and that we own nothing, and it's in our own backyard.
All right, let's talk to Rob. Let's talk to Rob and Tejas. You're on the air, Rob.
Okay, two comments real quick. Max, yes or no, do you think there's really going to be an attack here in the next week or so?
Okay, I didn't get the first part of that.
That's my question, Max. An attack on what? Iran.
It looks like it's heating up, and
well, I want to be clear. Hold on, we'll hold both of you over. We have to because the break's coming up. But did Max say there's going to be an attack in a week, or do you think you heard me say that? Because I'm not saying that. I mean, who said there's going to be an attack in a week?
Well, the ships are in the Gulf right now, so you know.
Yeah, but they're there to menace right now and then start the blockade. And then if Iran doesn't allow themselves to have all their ships basically pillaged and then fights back, then that'll be the pretext. Stay there, both of you. Max Keiser is our guest. I'm Alex Jones. We're now 5 minutes into the final hour. We'll finish up with Rob, Sean, George, Steve, and then hit one or two other news items with Max Kaiser and let him go. And then I'm going to news blitz. And then I'm going to recap what's happening with BP and my call for a criminal investigation. Then we'll talk about foreign troops in America training to take your guns.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You are being warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're 8 minutes into the final hour, ladies and gentlemen. Max Kaiser is our guest. Go ahead and finish up your point, Rob, in Texas, about the situation with Iran.
Well, that's all I had for Max because, you know, I was a little worried about, you know, what that could mean for gas prices if, you know, if there's a attack on Iran. But my final thing, I'll wrap up and bounce out of here real quick. YouTube is... seemingly messing with my views and keeping my video off the front page. So if InfoWars out there could mobilize and go Google or YouTube search Dennis Miller's show InfoBombed and support that video, keep it on that front page just for a couple of days. Thank you very much, Alex. And
all right,
Max.
Buddy. Great. All right, buddy. Keep it up. Good job. Going back to Max Kaiser. We can't talk enough about Iran. I mean, it does. Israel's saying they may strike them, and forget just gas prices. A lot more could happen. From your research, what could a strike on Iran turn into, Max?
Well, I mean, yeah, the timing, I agree with the caller. If you look at the oil prices for timing, that's usually a good indicator of, you know, how urgent and where the situation is. And oil prices at the moment, the past few days, couple of weeks, are not telegraphing a huge, you know, shock and awe type event. But clearly, they are trying to collar the country with the same kind of draconian, in Gaza, you know, the embargo. And I think those flotillas, actually, that are flowing into Gaza, I think are having a much greater impact on how these events are unfolding than people realize, because they are putting on the front page the real human drama of this prison that's being operated by Israel in Gaza, 1.5 million people held in the concentration camp. And this is putting onto the front pages the true tragedy of what Israel is doing in that region. And this has, I think, changed the dynamics when it comes to Israel and Iran. So I was going to ask you also, Alex, have you ever had on your show George Galloway?
Yes, I have.
I'd love to, if you could get him on again. He has been fantastic in exposing all of the underlying hypocrisy and atrocities that have been going on in the region. And
now that's the British member of Parliament from Scotland. For those that don't know who he is, in fact, let's get George Galloway back on.
Yeah, he testified before Congress in the U.S. a couple of years ago and absolutely decimated. It's a fantastic YouTube, George Galloway in Washington, where he just tears apart the inquiry into the food for oil inquiry, and he just absolutely tears people apart in Congress and makes them look. He's a fantastic orator and a very smart guy, and he knows that region extremely well. But at the top of the show when we were talking about the Wall Street Journal's idea where oil spills somehow increase GDP. I mean, this is the mindset that we're dealing with. Somehow an attack in the Middle East, another war in the Middle East, is somehow going to improve the economy in the U.S. It's absolute insanity. There's no way at this point, given the debt load that the country is carrying, that starting another war or being a part to another war is going to do anything but just speed up this calamitous dive into economic catastrophe.
Well, that's what the big central banks want, and I hope people tuning in realize this is not hyperbole. We're not hyping this. I mean, Israel's saying they may nuke Iran. U.S. and Israeli flotillas are now in place. The BP disaster is going on unabated. They're trying to pass carbon taxes. States are going bankrupt left and right. They're overturning the entire Bill of Rights and Constitution. Obama signed an executive order mandating lifestyle behavior modification, with the federal government running every facet of our lives. EU to ban construction of ordinary family homes by 2020. You must live in government dormitories. This is the Borg. I mean, when I told people years ago that it's going to be a Chinese model where we're all raised in dormitories and our kids are taken at birth like you take eggs from a chicken, as George Orwell said, I mean, this is the plan. They want to totally re-engineer humanity so it's impossible for us to ever resist. This is the scientific elite playing God, and they're using economic warfare to bankrupt us and take control. Sean in Texas, you're on the air with Max Kaiser.
Yes, sir. I'm glad to be on your show, Alex, and Mr. Kaiser, good to meet you. I live right next door to the largest military installation in the world, which is Fort Hood, Texas. And I'd like to tell the American people that what's fixing to happen is for real. My family was born and raised out there in the Army camp before it was the camp. And back in the 40s, the military went out there and moved them off their land and basically told them they had to leave. If they didn't leave, they was going to be imprisoned. And we can only visit our relatives' graves out in that camp on Memorial Day. And artillery shells hit out there in the cemetery and everything else. But in this little small town I live in, I'd like to say that, you know, the military is gradually taking over. It's coming into our community. It's coming into our Chamber of Commerce, our city. I'm the fire chaplain here in our town, and I'm in the volunteer fire department. And we also, in our fire department, had to be FEMA compliant with Emergency Management Institute. And from my understanding, that, you know, that's countrywide that we have to do.
No, it's total federalization. The preachers are secretly being federalized under the clergy response team. Now, imagine, secretly they took over the preachers, all the big ones 5 years ago, and they are just training for total military takeover. Now, again, we're not saying the military itself is bad, but the people running it are using it towards an evil purpose. They're totally federalizing the police with the fusion centers. Max Kaiser, comments on this.
The trend is obviously getting worse, and but again, my point is that there seems to be the idea that somehow this contributes toward a positive economic development. Like, for example, that corporation, I think, is a classic example of this. The Corrections Corps of America, CCA, trades on the New York Stock Exchange. It's a private prison. And they also own all the restaurants and all the hotels near the prison. So when people go to visit their relatives in prison, they stay in the hotels, they eat in the restaurants, and it's a prison complex. It's the prison industrial complex. So they're taking tyranny, they're taking taking it public. So you can publicly trade it on the exchange. You can buy Prison Corps of America, you can buy Visa and MasterCard. They're basically in the debt slavery business. You can buy J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs, they're in the usury business. So you can buy and sell tyranny on the New York Stock Exchange every day. And that's what you can buy and sell. And people are involved in their pension accounts and their retirement accounts, and they are supporting their own prison imprisonment when they are participating and buying shares in these companies. You're buying shares in your own imprisonment.
Sean, anything else from Texas?
I'd just like to say, you keep the fight up, brother, and don't stop. Back in the 17th century, when George Washington was our founding father here, you know, he didn't quit neither against the British. And we have to have some patriots stand up.
Well, I haven't done one at 1/100th of what George Washington did. That became physical, and I don't compare myself to that. I'm here to wake up the George Washingtons that are out there but don't know it yet. And that's my job. I mean, that's what I've always seen my mission is, to get the word out to the people. Some will listen. Some will have the calling for liberty. Others have the spirit of liberty beating in their hearts. Some don't. And so I'm here warning people, telling people what's really happening. And then, you know, those people are out there, though, that are going to be our leaders. And it's people out there listening. Not all of us are going to be a George Washington or a Thomas Jefferson or a Patrick Henry. But there were millions of people that played smaller roles in defeating that tyranny. I appreciate your call, Sean. George in Connecticut, you're on the air with Max Kaiser. Go ahead.
Hi, Max. I just was reminded of something. We were talking about various things, but one thing, we won the revolution not just with bullets, we won with pamphlets. How can we get a lot of this information out succinctly, put them on everywhere it possibly can be, like a bullet to people, so then they can take the basic information, go to reference more stuff, and then they'll basically become a force of calling their congressmen, calling boycotting certain companies who are doing this, make other people more aware of this stuff, demonstrate if necessary, on and on it goes. You know, it's something like that. But the other thing, Alex, I also wanted you to maybe put up those things you need that you don't have the capability for manpower or money that up on some sort of blog that we can reference regularly, and maybe we can set up groups and organizations that can do that for you off site.
Well, look, I mean, I don't even need to direct everybody. I mean, people want to go confront BP, who's outside their jurisdiction, telling media they can't be on the beach. What did 10,000 Americans, instead of this big Democrat calling for 100,000 people to go be violent? That's exactly what we don't want. Sounds like provocateur to me. Paul Craig Roberts wrote about it and exposed it last week. What if 10,000 people went with video cameras and had live links to Justin TV? They have an Apple iPhone app where even if they take your phone or camera, it's uploading live. What if 10,000 people, you know, randomly pick different towns on the beach to go out there and confront these goons peacefully? That would, in the info war, expose them. I mean, you know, I'm thinking about going to the Gulf. It's going to be going on for a long time, folks. I'm really worried about Iran right now. I'm worried about a lot of other issues.
And I feel like I can do more here having guests on and things. But, you know, everybody go there. And it won't be one magic video that exposes the Gulf. It'll be thousands of videos together. Max Keiser, great job. Always wonderful to have you on. Your maiden voyage of a Genesis radio broadcast, 9 a.m. Saturday here on Genesis. God bless you, buddy. Good to hear from you.
All right, Alex.
All right, we'll be back with a bunch of news, your calls.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
ladies and gentlemen, for their Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, or Central Time, depending on the time of the year, 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern. We're going to have in studio Rob Dew and Jason Douglas. I didn't send them to the Gulf because we know what's going on in the Gulf. Tyranny. To urban warfare drills all over Chicago, and I'm glad I sent them because they discovered a lot of really key information. They're going to be joining us and premiering video and audio here coming up in the next segment in studio with us. This story is in a whole bunch of mainstream publications in Europe, but the reference frame website boiled it all down. EU to ban construction of ordinary family homes by 2020. Control of every facet of everyone's life. That is the game plan. The European Union has adopted a regulation that will ban the construction of ordinary family homes starting from 2020. Only the so-called passive homes will be allowed. For example, on page 33 of 71 of the PDF document above, says that all new buildings have to be nearly zero-energy buildings. See, like Bill Gates said, zero energy. This is total tyranny. You're not allowed to have energy. That's siege. This is high-tech siege. By the end of 2020, it has to be true by the end of 2018 for all new buildings occupied by public authorities. So that's how they fund the industry of this, is government adopts it first. One of the first passive houses in Darmstadt, Germany, and I've heard about this house on NPR. They promote it as it's real cool. The windows are bleak to go to the south. Also, it is not a coincidence as the house is ugly. Ugly and compact houses are more energy efficient. Everything must look the same, too. The government decides what's on TV, what's on radio, what your house looks like, how many kids you can have. Government is God. A passive house is essentially an ugly cube that covers its energy needs by a perpetual motion machine or something that has the same carbon footprint. Also, it's super perfectly isolated so that the CO2 you exhale by breathing will get out of the house. The EU apparatchiks see another advantage in this passive house. If you, I mean, it just goes on and on. And, of course, they'll have to be big houses with a bunch of people living in it because that uses less material. At this moment, there exists 15,000 of passive homes in the world, mostly in Germany, Australia, and Scandinavia. And Germany's a model. Germany has, what, 1.2 kids? So Germany's dying. For every two adults, they replace themselves 1.2. Many German cities are basically half empty. And it's like, oh, let's stop having even more kids. Let's not build houses. Let's be total slaves. Let's banker bailout. Everything must go to Goldman Sachs. Good job, Germany, killing yourself. Japanese passive houses. People would realize that the ordinary houses will become scarce, limited commodity, and their price will jump at least by 10 to 15%. Correspondingly, the construction of the classical houses will increase before 2020 because the developers will be able to sell a higher number of houses in a profitable way because the price that the buyers will be ready to pay will increase too. Yeah, but you'll be able to get a special government allowance if you pay kickbacks, though, to have a regular house or to be able to have your own home. Oh, you don't get to live in a house by yourself. It's an apartment building. However, don't expect that the existing owners will be completely protected against the new insane politics. If they want to sell or rent their house or apartment starting in 2012, they will have to get a document about the energy efficiency of the real estate, something that costs $500 or so. And see, here in the U.S., they're priming you for this. You go to buy a washer or dryer, and they say, hey, we got a $150 coupon. You give the city of Austin. My dad went and bought a new washer and dryer this weekend. And he said, oh, $150 coupon here at Home Depot with the city of Austin. It's real nice. You get a home inspection and an energy audit. Well, in a couple of years, those become mandatory. And in the Senate bill that's passed the House, in 1 week, if you don't make the changes they want, your home is forfeited. No court, no nothing. So they're just training you about how cool and how fun all of this is. So that is just total control. This is the Enviro cult that has nothing to do with the environment. Are they worried about genetic engineering, cross-species engineering? Are they worried about things that actually could damage the Earth, nuclear weapons, fission fusion? Are they worried about the Hadron superconducting supercollider? Are they worried about all these super technologies that do endanger the Earth? No. They're teaching you that carbon that all animals exhale is a toxic waste to make you the enemy. And government then can come in and take control of your life. In studio, coming up, troops training with foreign troops and police to take on the American people.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, the guys came up here and worked some on the weekend. They have more than 20 hours of footage, and they're boiling. They boiled it down. They're trying to transfer it over to the computer system right now so we can premiere it here. And that's the easiest way, just to do it live, to actually get it up on PrisonPlanet.tv. But it will be up on PrisonPlanet.tv this evening regardless, and we may have it for you by the end of the show. But you also have the documents given out by the state police, by the National Guard. So we've got Jason Douglas and Rob Dew, two Gamer guys. They also helped direct and edit the film Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, my latest documentary. Guys, go over arriving, what you saw, what you witnessed. And people need to understand, I've been to these urban warfare drills. This is not isolated. And they're acclimating the public for military occupation, for schools to be taken over by troops, military, regular army, foreign troops. And I have witnessed in Hebron, Maryland, troops training for gun confiscation, the Marines. We've witnessed it in Swansboro, North Carolina. We've witnessed it in Alabama, Urban Warrior in California, foreign troops, with our troops training with role players who are American terrorists. NLE 09 last year. So this is not isolated. You see troops of the Kentucky Derby. Somebody runs out on the field after the race, like everybody, the troops run up with 45s and arrest them. They didn't have police do it. No, troops did it. Year after year, the Super Bowl, Marines running drunk driving checkpoints all over the country. Well, what's wrong with the Marines stopping drunks? We are being acclimated for military occupation, and now they admit Brigade Homeland and Homeland Security and NORTHCOM, and the military's training to take on their number one threat, the former military, gun owners. New York Times about Boy Scouts training to take on disgruntled vets that own guns. And we cover that in Police State 4. You guys did a great job working on that. I sent you to this. We were not disappointed. I wish we would have been disappointed. I wish it would have just been a normal terror drill, but no, it wasn't. It was a federalization martial law drill. So, gentlemen, great job up in Chicago and surrounding areas in your five-day trip. Break down what you witnessed.
All right. Well, we arrived on Saturday, and we scouted out some of the locations that they were putting out in their press releases of where these events were going to be taking place, and we had a hotel pretty close to the first one, which is in Oak Lawn. It was a train station. And they were simulating a plane exploding over on its way into Midway Airport. And they took that, they said, off the underwear bomber thing. So they're using a false flag to justify more terror training. And so there it was a very small drill. It was mainly firefighter, police, and the National Guard were kind of providing oversight. And they had a command vehicle there. The next day, we went to Toyota Park, and that was the big, that was where their big staging ground was. That's where, you know, the 400 to 500 National Guard troops were going to show up. And from there, they were going to deploy to the different events around the city of Chicago, which is, it's huge. I don't know if anybody, if you've never been there, it's really big. There's a big downtown and then an even bigger suburb. And, so then the next day we went to, their second. It was like a smaller command staging ground in Elk Grove, and we saw a lot of their technology that they were using. They gave us a couple interviews, and then we went down to Bensonville, which is – you had a caller earlier today. I was listening. He said that he saw, you know, some stuff going on in Bensonville, and that's where the main
– He was saying he saw you on the news.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was all over the place. Me and Douglas were just shooting video everywhere, and, you know, we just went right up to the National Guard. We got our press passes from them, and – they pretty much gave us carte blanche on shooting whatever. And, you know, we just asked questions. They answered them. They mentioned that.
What about nighttime drills, the guard running around the streets at 1 a.m.?
Now, there was one nighttime drill that we went to, and it was run by the city. And they were – that was a couple days later, and they were very standoffish about letting anybody.
It was a gun confiscation drill. That was the key.
Well, they were going into a train to with the SWAT team, and they didn't want the SWAT team shown. And then after that, they were doing decontamination. Mainly, what the National Guard, from what we saw, was they were doing decontamination exercises of people. Except with the one terror drill where they were going to take out some terrorists and then free some hostages. And then there was a chemical spill in there, and that was with the Boy Scouts. They were all...
Okay, we're going to get to the Polish troops
and
the video you have of this. And of course, we'll also hold up some of these documents you have. We can show the document cam from the ceiling and see some of those. But, Douglas, give me your take and breakdown, your report on what you saw.
Well, the thing that was difficult to wrap your mind around was that they would couch these each segment of this training exercise was couched in something that was completely innocuous. You know, a plane crash. Of course, it's a plane crash, but then all of a sudden they start swinging into there was terrorist information found inside of the plane. And then they're, you know, interrogating the people who just fell out of the sky. You know, they take these training exercises. They have all these different spins that happen with them. And so it's not the original just a plane crash. It's all of these other things, and they're following this trail of where, you know, they got information from citizens who just fell out of the sky, and now they can go in any direction that they want. or...
Well, yeah, you'll have the cover story. It's like, oh, we're training for Macedonia, and then you get there, and they're training to take over San Francisco in the Urban Warrior one I went to with the Marines and the foreign troops in Oakland. I have the footage. It's in Police State 2000. It's all there, them saying, you know, we're trying to take on Americans in San Francisco, and they have mock interrogations. Where'd you get the weapons? Where'd you get the helmet? Well, I got it in San Francisco. Well, why are you in Oakland? You know, I'm an American. No, not the camp. I have rights. That's all on video. And it's always the same, you know, for the public. It's like, oh, we're doing a bomb decontamination drill. And then you find out it's a takeover of the city council or it's a takeover of the county commissioner's office. I mean, I've seen this in Texas. I've been to them in Texas. So you have the cover story. And then, as you said, it then goes off into all these other directions.
Yeah, we were told several times that the Polish troops were only going to be there as observers. And then we find out there's Latvian troops there because Michigan's sister country, Warsaw Pact country, is Latvia. So they have Latvia troops there because the Michigan National Guard was also participating. And then Illinois is with Poland. So
and again, this just is compartmentalized. This gets our troops trained to foreign troops. It gets the other foreign troops. And now in NLE 09, they admitted 14 nations training to, quote, take on American terrorists. And so now the news is saying, oh, in an emergency, Canadian and Mexican troops are going to help in America. And then we had our troops up at the Olympics helping run checkpoints. See how we're all being acclimated.
Oh, yeah. And they do it under the guise of, oh, this is to share information and brotherhood and all this stuff. And
well, that was like in Iowa when we had the colonel on that you got on. He said, yeah, we were training for gun confiscation. But what's wrong with that? You're making it a conspiracy theory. And I said, well, no, you're. And then the news wrote an article about me, the conspiracy theorist, who scared the town about gun confiscation. But their original article said they worked with a local gun dealer who played the part of the terrorist, and they were going door to door and cardoning for a gun confiscation.
He even admits it. You were looking for weapons caches.
Yes, we're doing a gun confiscation drill, but you shouldn't be upset about it.
Right. And that's, you know, they do it all matter-of-factly.
So, I mean, break down exactly what people are going to see on this prison. In fact, if it comes in when the show ends, we'll just play the video in overdrive. If it's not, we have it. Awesome. It transferred. How long is this video?
Well, this I cut it up into two parts. What you're going to see right when it starts is the guy, Captain Bright, who was kind of our liaison, who was taking us around, and then the head of the Polish of their command group. There's about 13 or 14 Polish soldiers along with firefighters. And then I guess the best thing to describe is Polish FBI. They wouldn't come on camera, and they were kind of standoffish to us, but it was three individuals who just kind of be, you know, they were observing the whole time. But they were their equivalent of the FBI as well.
Now, I haven't seen this yet. I mean, for radio listeners, do we need to narrate this?
Yeah, as soon as they pop it up, I'll do some narration and tell them what they're seeing.
Okay, and Douglas, you feel free to pop in. Now again, specifically in this drill, and they let you in there, it was the Boy Scouts covering their faces, and this was a hostage drill, or what was this?
The whole point of that exercise was terrorists had taken hostages into a building and sealed it off. And then they'd also found, upon entry, they find chemicals, a spill, which was simulated with flour. And so the Boy Scouts were all in that area. They come in, they cut the door down with using those kind of rotary saws that are gas powered. So they cut through, bust in, they kill the terrorists, and this was in the main room. Where
were you able to get the sheets on who the terrorists were? Because in a lot of these drills, it is American militia.
They didn't say anything specifically. I went up and asked the guys, and they just said, no, we're terrorists. I went and asked the terrorists, are you representing anybody? Are you with any particular group? And they said, no, we're just...
Because in Michigan, they had the drills in the schools where they were people against public school. They were homeschool families.
Right.
And they told the kids that we're attacking the school.
Yeah.
Which is a demonization tactic.
I didn't get that particular information from them, but what was clear, and in the main room, it was all Illinois State Police. And then we look over, and there's this little spiral staircase, and all of a sudden there's Polish troops there, and they never mentioned that they were going to be participating in the exercise. And all of a sudden they start coming down the stairs, and then they're kind of cordoning off the Boy Scouts at gunpoint, and they're holding them there. And there was another terrorist staging group there, and they actually used
a hand
grenade.
Oh, really?
There, yeah.
Well, I want to add that in Road to Tyranny, we interview a Marine Corps captain who in the 80s was actually raiding gun dealers' homes and offices in a police jacket. And so they've actually got military engaging in raids everywhere. That's the next level of secrecy.
Well, and one of the exercises was taking down a meth lab. They find a meth lab, so it's automatically this, instead of a local law enforcement issue, it becomes a terrorist plot because it's, you know, chemical or biological, or, you know, they kind of just take you know, meth lab and turn that into...
It's mission creep. I mean, that's like they charged Atari with weapons of mass destruction, a 7.6239 rifle that fires 7.6239, Eastern Bloc rounds is now a WMD, a weapon of mass destruction. And, of course, now the judges ordered them to release. It was all staged. But exactly.
And that you know, that all happened with the Patriot Act. It basically any... activity that could harm Americans harm people is now considered.
Yeah, that's Section 802. Any action that endangers human life is a violation of any federal or state law.
There you go. And so they're using that power to just keep encroaching and keep creeping up. And it, when I saw the Polish guys in full combat gear, that's when I started to get pretty shaken, especially when they were holding, you know, they were right on top of the Boy Scouts.
Well, they were participating. I mean, the thing that struck me was when we went to the nighttime drill for Chicago. Their PR person, that was run more like, you know, like a show.
Yeah.
They had the press cordoned off to an area. You were only allowed to see certain things. We were there for 3.5 hours. We have no idea what they were doing around there because they had us staring at a hole. They had all the press staring at a hole with, you know, their mimicked question answer mm-hmm. session. And they said point blank, there would not be any participation between the Polish troops or any of the foreign troops and what was going on.
So they lied.
As observers only.
So they lied. Of course they did. How long is the first clip?
It should be about 4 minutes.
Okay, let's go ahead and get to that. Here is that clip. A video will be up at PrisonPlanet.tv. We're also streaming it live at PrisonPlanet.tv, and we'll narrate it.
That's the on the left is the Polish commander, and then on the right is the American. And the Green Beret guys are going to be the Polish troops. And that was probably the largest group of them. And those are Douglas's shots from the abandoned houses that
this
they were
using.
This is a
whole neighborhood, basically, that O'Hare has been acquiring for the past 15 years.
Right. And so they had this basically free reign to conduct their exercise here. And... you know, the Polish guys ended up donning hazmat suits at one point. They're wearing the orange hazmat suits when we get to that. But here's the whole convoy coming in to start the terror exercises for that day. And
good job, guys. This is really powerful footage. There's the foreign troops.
Yeah, and actually these two guys walking towards us, those are the two Latvian troops.
There's Latvian and Polish.
Right, right. These are the only two Latvian guys. And then you'll notice there'll be some guys in a black, full black uniform. They're actually a fire department in Poland, and then I'll point out the Polish FBI. I guess that's the best name for them.
They kept calling them FBI. I don't know if that just sounded nicer.
Yeah, there's
seemed more secret.
Bureau of Counterterrorist Operations, commander. BOA.
Let's show again that. Well, I mean, not. Well, have we shown those documents yet?
He pointed that out with the Polish troops, and we got this from Toyota Park. And there's just the different troops that were there.
There are the kids.
I got quick shots of all the. You know, I didn't want to really put the kids' faces on. There's the...
Yeah, even though they let us in, we don't show the kids' faces, and that's good. But, of course, some of these are teenagers.
There's the terrorists going in right there, and they're going into... and then here come the troops. This is the Illinois National Guard coming in to cut through the doorway.
Illinois National Guard with state police and foreign troops fighting the terrorists.
And the terrorists are two guys, you know, with guns. They didn't... Of course, then they had their biological agent, which I guess they never really mentioned what that was.
You guys got everything. You got him cutting through the door
from
the inside and the outside. Great job.
Unfortunately, right now we're missing the flash bomb that the Polish troops used to blow out the front of the building
and
go in through there.
Yeah, because
they
told
us about the National
Guard. They put us in here in the back.
But we didn't learn about the Polish troops until seconds before it happened.
Right.
That's how the information was being discussed.
Okay, and you were having some computer problems right beforehand. Can we play it tomorrow, or are we going to have time to play that flashbang video?
We didn't get it. They didn't tell us until moments before.
Oh, I misunderstood. I thought you said you hadn't dumped that video yet.
Coordinated it at the same time. There was the sawing of the door, which we were told about days ahead of time.
Right.
But then 2 seconds before it happened, the flash bomb goes off.
We're going to have Polish guys come from the...
And here are the kids being trained how to go into learned helplessness, submission, fetal positions. And then, of course, they separately get these Explorer Scout 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, and have them with mock guns take on disgruntled veterans. And that's in the New York Times.
Well, and I guess one of the commanders here is a scoutmaster. And the side of the patch there, it'll say BOA, and that's their telltale Bureau of Anti-Terrorism.
Well, I've noticed with this, I was watching old duck and cover videos and also government-produced COG, continuity of government videos, one shot in Portland, Oregon, and it's all about martial law during a nuclear attack. And there they teach everybody learned helplessness and how you're going to be nuked, and you get under the table. And it's the same thing with the kids now in schools. You get down on your knees, and really it's about submitting to the authority. Mm-hmm. When a crisis happens, you get in a fetal position and wait to be shot in the back of the head or wait to get be loaded on a truck. So all the kids in America are taught, go with the men with guns, go to the FEMA camp, get on your knees. You know, they're gonna take good care of you.
Polish flag on his shoulder right there, or his arm. And these guys, you know.
Of course, they use these NATO boys to go into South Ossetia.
Yeah.
So Poland now fully in bed with the New World Order.
And another interesting fact we learned, that now that they've have each National Guard of each state work with different Warsaw Pact countries. They're also going to be working with African countries now. That's the next step.
That's AFRICOM.
Yeah, AFRICOM. So this is the Nalco chemical plant, where I just put a little bit here down, but you can see the Polish troops working with them, setting up the DECOM tents. And then they ran an exercise. They were supposed to run it at 4 a.m. And this is
the military having mock drills. This is all about believing in the imaginary terror monster. This is just all part of mass mind control.
The whole thing. They couldn't have one that was just, you know, a natural disaster or something that was, you know, just regular. It always had to have a terror plot at the end. They always found another piece of the puzzle that brought them closer to the terror plot.
Total mind control. Gentlemen, stay there. Final segment with your final thoughts. We'll be right back.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain cloth. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3131. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean. And now you wear your skin like iron, and your breath is hard as kerosene. Weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seemed. She began to cry when you said goodbye.
We only got about 5 minutes left. The military now admits they're going to carry out operations in the United States, Brigade Homeland. They're going to help with crashed cars, air flights, fight drunk driving, the FBI, CIA, Pentagon funding fusion centers locally. I mean, the feds are taking everything over. They're training the kids to spy on their parents. This is the opposite of what our country is. But now the new patriotism is salute the troops and the foreign troops. But you had a point you wanted to make.
Well, when we first got there, the thing that, you know, was such a stark difference to G20, where we were vermin and, you know, spit on, tear gas thrown at us, was how they just rolled out the carpet for us. I mean, we were like VIPs, just nobodies from, you know, an affiliate in Rockford.
Well, that's because they're selling the fear. They want you to see this.
Actually, what I found out later was that in Alaska, apparently it didn't go so well. They didn't have as much contact with the press, so people ran with it. They said that they were locking them up for internment camps. And the guy that was talking to me about this, you know, was very concerned that
this is the military.
Right. That the press might have a negative image of what's going on. So that's why we were let in. That's why they rolled out the red carpet, because they wanted, you know, to seem transparent. It's this new transparency.
So you're allowed to see the kids being put in fetal positions with the foreign troops. We have nothing to hide.
It's the new America.
It's all out there right in front for us to see.
So you were talking to one of the members of the military and they were telling you this?
Yes.
Yeah, this is at the night drill. They were in plain clothes. Just,
we don't get it. Suddenly the American people don't trust us anymore.
We got to try Operation Counter Pro or Counter Intel Pro. I don't know. I mean, they were very, I was kind of amazed at how much they were just like, you know, you want us to take you around on the golf cart and we'll show you all the vehicles. And
but that's the whole thing, you know. They have, it's like the face of the New World Order is your brother, your sister, your mother, your father. You know, they don't know what they're a part of. They're doing their job. They think they're trying to save us because all of these drills are natural disasters. You know, they're coming in to save us.
And then they mix that in with all these fake drills to create, like, one for a hurricane, one for a tornado, one for a flood. Next, one for Al-Qaeda attacking.
Yeah, and that's it. I mean, it's just blurring the lines of what their responsibilities are and then what happens when, you know, it hits the fan, they suddenly come in and they want to take over every aspect.
And then the culmination of all of these drills, you know, we heard about all these aspects. We came in, they were very transparent about what was going on. You know, this is happening at this time. But it's funny, the thing that they didn't mention that's in none of the literature is that the culmination of the exercise at the Nalco chemical plant was a civil disturbance.
Yeah.
Oh, this is key. Yeah.
At Toyota Park, they didn't, we got word of it. The night before it was happening, they said, yeah, we're going to have a civil disturbance at Toyota Park, which is where their staging ground was. And we're like, oh, that's not in any of your literature. And he goes, oh, we just decided to do this one off the cuff.
And we worked right up to the last minute. We were at chemical plant, and basically we went straight from there to the airplane.
Yeah.
We were capturing everything that we could, and we heard just at the last minute, oh, yeah, and then the culmination of these exercises is a civil disturbance. Yeah.
Did you get that?
We didn't. That was probably about 2 hours after we took off on our flight.
Oh, so they were scheduled up to a point. You shot to when they said they were scheduled, and they said, oh, there's something at the end, which is the civil disturbance, knowing media would have pre-programmed when they could be there.
Right.
Oh, and we missed the civil disturbance, then taking on the American people.
It was a Thursday night thing that was going to happen.
But we got the foreign troops. Great job, guys. Retransmission starts now, InfoWars.com.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I'm told that it has everything.
We are the GCN Radio Network.